Today we're going to talk about a simple concept. Destruction is easy, construction is hard. Destruction is easy, construction is hard. So why don't you all say that with me? Destruction is easy, construction is hard. If you've ever been to a beach, a lake, maybe you've been to the ocean, you may have been able to spend a day building a giant sand castle fort. And we're not talking just a little one. We're talking one that has waist-high walls, that might even have a hot tub in the back of it, that your whole family could get inside and lie down within its walls, a sandcastle that would take you all day to make. But then when you get to the end of the day, and it's time to go home, you're gonna take down your sandcastle. Now you spent hours on this, all day working on this with your whole family. How long do you think it's gonna take you for you to knock that whole sandcastle back down? It probably would go quicker than you think. It probably would take about 5 minutes to knock your whole sandcastle down. Just stomp on it, dump some water on it. Destruction is easy, construction is hard. Why don't you say that again? Destruction is easy, construction is hard. Or maybe you have a Lego set that has something like 4,000 pieces. You're working on a Death Star. And you spend hours putting together this Lego set. And then while you're sitting in your room, you discover your best friend is Spider-Man. And you drop it. And it breaks. Destruction is easy, construction is hard. Say that again. Destruction is easy, construction is hard. Maybe if you think about ancient buildings, like giant cathedrals that took centuries to build, that took fathers and their sons, and then their sons, and then their sons, and then their sons over the course of hundreds of years to build. And yet, how fast can those cathedrals, those buildings be broken to the ground? Well, a fire, a bomb, a missile, it doesn't take much to bring these structures that took hundreds of years to build all the way back to the ground. So say it again, destruction is easy, construction is hard. There's a number of proverbs that should govern our speech, and they're really following the same principle, that our speech should be for building up rather than for tearing down. Because again, say it, destruction is easy, construction is hard. So listen to a few proverbs and try and hear the difference between speech that builds up and speech that tears down. Proverbs 26, 18 through 19 says, "Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, 'I'm only joking.'" Proverbs 16, 21 through 24, "The wise of heart is called discerning, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body." And then Proverbs 16, 27, "A worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like scorching fire." So did you hear it? Did you hear the difference between those kinds of speech? One is like honeycomb. It sweetens, it nourishes, it strengthens. The other kind, foolish speech, is like fire. It burns, it destroys, it tears down. So say it again with me. Destruction is easy, construction is hard. Now listen, but Proverbs also gives us some wisdom about, especially when we're in public, about the wisdom of remaining silent and not saying everything that's on our minds. Proverbs 17, 27 through 28 says, "Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent." And Proverbs 10, 19, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent." So as we're thinking about how Proverbs should govern our speech, one of the things that we should reflect on is that it's often better to remain silent. We don't have to say everything that comes to our mind. We might have a funny story, we might have a funny comment, we might be thinking something, but it doesn't necessarily have to be said. And wisdom is sometimes not saying things if they're not true or helpful or insightful or necessary or kind. When we're in class, what we're trying to do is learn together and grow together. So our speech should be the kinds of things that will help our teacher, help our classmates, help ourselves to grow in wisdom and knowledge. Foolish speech is going to distract. It's going to pull away from the lesson. It's going to call attention to ourselves, or it's going to tear down others. Because say it again, destruction is easy, construction is hard. So when you throw out funny or distracting jokes, I want you to imagine kind of lobbing a grenade into the middle of your classroom. This is boring. I don't like this. I hate this. How come you can't know that? Are you kidding me? Seriously? Destruction is easy, construction is hard. So think about how you're using your speech. Is it for building up or is it for tearing down? The rule, again, as I've said at the beginning of our Koinonia time, the beginning of this year, is the rule we want to follow is the rule of love. Is this loving for my neighbor? Is this loving for my classmates? Is this loving for my teacher? And is it building up or is it tearing down? So say it one more time. Destruction is easy, construction is hard.